Billionaire Lakshmi Mittal owned Arcelor Mittal has shown interest in acquiring ATAM Galva Steels under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, IBC, a person in the no-told VC circle. The debt-laden firm was admitted recently to the National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, after a petition filed yet again by the State Bank of India, SBI. The World & Squo's largest steelmaker ArcelorMittal, a former promoter of ATAM Galva Steels, is likely to bid for the firm, Business Standard first reported. An email sent to ATAM Galva Steels asking for confirmation remained unanswered. With 250 acres of land and more than 100,000 square meters of covered shed, the ATAM Galva Steel plant is located near Khopoli, which is 100 kilometers away from Mumbai. As per the firm & Squo's website, the plant has a facility for cold rolling HR coils, with a capacity of 1 million tons per year and annual galvanizing capability of 750,000 tons. At present, 50% of the firm & Squo's finished steel production is being exported. The company counts top corporates including auto majors such as Mahindra and Amp, Mahindra, Bajaj Auto, Piaggio and Tata Motors in its client list. The NCLT on October 1 admitted a petition filed by SBI to initiate proceedings under the IBC. A large part of ATAM Galva Steel and Squo's loans was taken over by ArcelorMittal from public sector banks to bid for SR Steel in 2018. ArcelorMittal had made payments worth 4,922 crore, excluding interest, to secured financial lenders, ATAM Galva Steel & Squo's annual report for 2019-20 said. With ArcelorMittal taking over majority debt, SBI had withdrawn the petition it had first filed in 2018 against ATAM Galva Steels, which was part of Reserve Bank of India and Squo's second list of defaulters in 2017. However, during the pandemic in April 2020, ATAM Galva Steels defaulted on the balance loan of around 700 crore, including interest, to its lenders. It has an outstanding of 1,008 crore to its creditors including ArcelorMittal. The annual report also mentioned the account of the company becoming a non-performing asset, NPA, with the lenders. By the end of April, NCLT had approved the resolution plan submitted by a consortium of Carval Investors LLP, Carval Funds, and Nithya Capital Resources Advisors LLP to acquire ATAM Galva Steel & Squo's associate firm ATAM Value Steels. And NBSP,